Happy Monday, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today, we bring you an encore episode of the show. This is hour number 3 from the 2015 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. Thanks to your generosity and kindness, we were able to raise over $17,000 in 12 hours for the families down at Give Kids the World. You guys truly change lives of folks that could use it right now. So thank you so much for that. During this hour, we had the Disney Tech Hour, where we talked about using technology to make your next trip to the Disney parks even better. We also snuck in a little bit of going away to college talk as Paige was getting ready to head to Mizzou. Hannah was heading back to school as well. And we also got some Run Disney talk in there as well. Today's episode, it's a Monday, so as always, it's brought to you and sponsored by the great folks over at touringplans.com. And we ask you to support these folks because they help us keep the podcast running. They're going to make sure that you are staying out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. You'll have access to the app Lines right there on your smartphone, which will give you up-to-the-minute wait times and times when the fast passes are going to run out. And of course, you'll also have access to the Optimizer, which lets you select the attractions you are most interested in. And it takes the data and lets you know right how to go about seeing those attractions with the least amount of wait right at that moment. So check them out and support the folks who support us. They're over at touringplans.com. All right, we hope you enjoy this trip down memory lane from this past summer where we had the 12-hour live show. We had a little Disney tech talk right here for you Monday. Enjoy the Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
So you're ready for me to butcher more names again?
Yes, I think that this should become part of the tradition. Well, it has really at this point. The tradition of our live show is always the butchering of the names. So
totally. Absolutely. So, all right. So we have our good friends, Mark and Michelle Yerkes and Alex, which is awesome. Thank you. And we're happy that you are a member of the BOGP family, too. And we'll see you on the cruise.
We're next door neighbors at Riverside before the cruise, by the way.
Awesome. That's going to be so fun. Masayo. Thank you, Masayo. That's so nice.
Konnichiwa. Thank you, right? Konnichiwa. I think it is.
Sure.
I hope. Sure. Masayo, I'm sorry if it's not. I'm hopeful. I'm not saying goodbye or something.
We have Tom Newsom. So thank you so much, Tom, for being a lizard. The Rask family. Thank you for your donation. Van Maxwell, which is awesome. Van is 11 years old and a huge fan, which, oh my gosh.
Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
Tears.
Yes.
Tears. I'm like trying to hold back the tears right now from crying. That's so awesome.
Hang on. Van rides in a car from Wisconsin to Florida. Van is a kid after my own heart.
Yes.
I love it.
So cute. I love it. Thanks, Van. We have Ashlyn Sappington, who is a St. Louis native, I know.
Absolutely.
We have Katie Bell. Thank you so much, Katie. The Sawyers family, Katie, Anna, Joe, and Brandon.
No,
thank
it's Katie.
You.
It's Anna Joe.
Oh, what? Oh,
I don't
Anna
see
Joe.
The comma.
Sorry. I just didn't see the comma. Katie, Anna, Joe, and Brandon. See, I told you, butchering. Brandon and Heather Miller, thank you so much for your donation. John Riley, thank you. We have Andrew, Pam, and Belle. Thank you. He was giving me trouble last year about that he got to ride the mine train first. And
Belle's like the cutest kid ever. She's like a Facebook celebrity. So.
Oh, I know. She totally is a Facebook
celebrity. Yeah, she is. She's
my wife's always like, did you see the video of Belle? I'm like, not yet. I just
Hannah wants to scoop her up and take her. So beware, Andrew, if you see Han wants to bring her home. So.
Yes, just the cutest. Yes. Okay. Mike from St. Charles. Thank you, Mike, again for your donation.
Absolutely. Your fellow Jeep driver. And by the way, it's raining outside, Mike. So if your top's down like mine was, make sure it's under a carport. I just ran outside at the very beginning of Deb's thing because I was like, does that sound like rain? Anyway,
oh my
go ahead.
Gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm glad your car is protected.
I think it stopped raining. But anyway.
Okay, good. Jocelyn, Ayers, Luciana, Rayleigh, and Sabrina Martins. They're the ones that called earlier, and the girls donated $10 each from their piggy banks, which is so awesome.
That's huge. So that is huge for kids. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. That's so wonderful.
The cutie pies.
We have Kelly Nobles, also a blogger for The Mouse for Less. So thank you.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly. Anonymous. Thank you, Anonymous.
Anonymous is always listening to us. You know,
I know. I love that.
Right? Every year, Anonymous.
Every year. we have Rachel. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah, she's in the chat room, I believe. She was.
I don't know if she still is, but. Robert Perrin. Thank you, Robert. And then, of course, we have Baby McGriffith, who donated in womb.
Oh, my gosh. First... Seriously, that is a hoot.
That's our first. I don't even know what to say.
Be good, Pam. Be good. And then we have our dear, dear friend, Jackie Damon, who, oh, my gosh. If it were not for Jackie, those forums would not be anything. So Jackie and Andrew and Bob and all of them over there at the forums, they do just an amazing job. I don't get to the forums as often as I used to because I have a new job now. So I'm so thankful for them for keeping the conversations going. They're so fantastic. And everybody should go check out the forums. I'm just saying, if you haven't gone over there in a while, go check out the forums. It's a great group of people over there. They talk all the time. They have so many games. Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun over there. So, yeah, you definitely need to go check out the forums. And thank you to Jackie for, you know, totally being, like, our number one forum person.
Oh, and she's taken care of just everything over the years. So we appreciate that. She's been just a great support. So thank you, Jackie. Thank you to everybody. These are great, great donations. Some people are, you know, it doesn't matter how much you're giving because it's what you can. It doesn't matter. But the generosity is just incredible. It's humbling. So thank you so much. And, you know, the little kind notes about, you know, appreciating that we're doing the show. We are honored to do this show. We are so lucky to get to do that. And we just we have the means and we, you know, I think that you have to do that. And it's definitely our pleasure. I love. Did I ever tell the story that Joanne Griffith, you know, she was trying to lobby that the baby's name was before they knew the sex of the child? She wanted to be Benjamin Oliver. You get why?
Oh my gosh.
And I told her, no, you cannot do that. I will feel guilty. Because then the kid's initials would be B-O-G.
Awesome. Well, maybe we could have Bianca Olivia.
Okay, so we're going to name the McGriffith child today.
Yes, I like it.
There we go,
If we hit $12,000, we get to name your kid.
You should have done that. Whoever donates the most gets to name the baby.
No, that's a little bit too much. That's a little creepy. Oh, my goodness. It's all for a good cause, but I think we're going to call and say we're not doing that.
Hey, we should ask Jay. I'll call him right now and see what he says.
He's flying till 3:30. He is going to call in later. I talked to him yesterday.
That's good.
So, oh, and arigato to Messiah. Arigato. Thank you very much, Robert. That is how you say
it. I was like, konnichiwa, I think it's hello, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I thought so too, but I didn't want him, you know.
Make Mike look stupid? Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
No, I'll be doing that till 10 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. All right, and the gamer chatting, tlk.io/BOGP. Lots more folks kind of trickling in. The chat room is growing as the day goes on. And do spread the word on the social media. Let everybody know, magicalmouseradio.com. The station is pretty full right now. Let me check it. Let's see here. Yeah, it's sold out right now unless you're a VIP. If you're a VIP, you can get in anytime, which is a great reason to be a VIP. Also, no commercials. You don't have to hear Flo every hour, three times an hour.
But I like hearing Flo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just so everybody knows, I don't get to pick the commercials. No. Like, if you hear the Angry Orchard commercial, I hate that one, you know, but I don't get to pick those. So that's that. But you can always listen on Mixlr. It's mixlr.com/BRGuestMike. Well, you can't always listen. You can listen today, anytime. Yes. It's only for the 12-hour live show. And konnichiwa is hello. Ricky, you are so smart.
Thank you. See, I'm smart. Yes.
And somebody figured out the donation that Melissa had. Yes, it is 11/17. Very good. My birthday is the 27th of November. I'm just saying, if you can hold out. You know, like I would tell my wife, famous podcaster's birthday. She cracks up when I say that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm famous in my basement, and that's about the extent of it.
I think the 11/7, I think she donated $12, but I think that it went to 11. I don't know. Maybe it is 11/17. Melissa texts me and let me know. She'll let me know right now. So.
Uh-oh. It just got removed.
Huh?
The message got deleted. Maybe I said something wrong. Uh-oh. I'm so bad. Anyway, Julie, I don't know why you deleted your message, but who knows? So, anyway.
Anyway, do we want to give away a prize?
Or yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Oh, yeah. It does say message removed by author. Oh, no. Mike, you did something wrong. Anyway, so yeah, let's give away a prize. So let's see here. I think that we should give away one of the Happy Haunt gift cards. What do you guys think of?
Absolutely.
Happy Haunt, perfect. Awesome, awesome website. Go there. She's, like I said before, she's going to donate any. She's going to donate part of the proceeds of anything that's purchased this next week. So go over there, and if you'd like to make a purchase, you can
so
do that.
So what's the website so I can go?
Thehappyhaunt.com.
There you go.
So you can go there to do that. And so she's gladly given us $30 gift cards. So hooray. She's got some awesome products over there. So let me pull this up here. And we are going to do randomly from the people who donated the last hour. So if you donated the last hour, you are in to win. So let's see here. We have our winner, and it is John Riley. Yay!
Oh,
congratulations,
perfect.
John. You won. So, again, anybody who wins, just message me, Ricky@brguestpodcast.com, and we will get that taken care of.
How come you're not giving your AOL address?
You totally should.
Right?
Nibblesandbits@AOL.com.
That's actually not it. So.
I know. But that makes it even better.
There's a long story behind the Nibbles and Bits thing, but anyway, so.
I don't want to know.
It's from high school. I won't.
Share it during limerick hour.
Yes.
Yes, very good time. She was a little wicked today, isn't she?
Well, I'm going to be here for 12 hours, so I start out punchy the whole time, actually. So.
There once was a girl named Bits.
Oh my god.
Oh no, we're not.
Oh,
even.
You better.
And that came out before I even gave it much thought. And I'm going to stop right there. Wow.
We're going to lose our family room.
Yes. That one could go down too many ish. Anyway, it's the tech hour, folks. It's the Disney tech hour. For the next 50 minutes, I know that we had Jeff Chaney. He was in the chat room. He's from the No Better Than Average podcast. He's going to give us a holler and. You can also call in 407-413-9395. Lots of time to talk to you. How do you best use your tech? What are you excited about? We talked with Deb Wills about Periscope, kind of a fun little video streaming app. I like to kind of consume rather than produce. I'm going to try to do my part on my vacation, but I just don't want to use all my data. I'm a cheap guy. I only get 10 gigs a month. I'm on a mobile share plan, but I'm the only one on it, so I don't have to share.
See, I still have unlimited data.
See, I gave that up because I had to tether. I wanted to be able to tether. And so finally I bid it. I never use more than 10.
I made Steve tether, and I still have unlimited. There you go. So I get the best of both worlds.
My wife's on Verizon. Like, she shares with Paige, and I'm like, who would ever want to share with a teenage girl?
Oh, I know.
Never,
right?
Ever.
I just had to get my own phone line, and I went the unlimited route. So, yeah, I knew I had to because I use so much data.
So what are you – okay, so let's talk about technology with us until we get a call here. Again, 407-413-9395. And again, donate to Give Kids the World. That's why we're here. We are at – let me just really refresh it before we get into our tech talk here.
You're going to be amazed.
I know. It's amazing. We are at currently sitting – oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Okay,
no.
So it is – right now, it is 12:12 Eastern. 12:12. Yeah. We just passed the noon hour. We're going till 10 o'clock tonight with a goal of $12,000. We're sitting at amazingly $4,266 donated already.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You guys are awesome out
there.
That's
incredible.
We love you. That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
So we are just entering hour number 3, and we're at 36% of our goal. We are making – I mean, think about that. That's $4,266 real dollars that are going to purchase ice cream and Halloween costumes and Christmas presents and theme park tickets and meals and linens and, you know, all that – you got to think about all the stuff that it just takes to keep the village going, electricity and heat and air conditioning, probably more air conditioning than heat down in Florida, but I'm sure there's heat sometimes, you know, getting the grass cut. I mean, this is real, you know, because these things take money, and because of this money, people get to escape the roughest times of their lives. So please keep donating, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are so generous. So generous. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to even say. It's just, I'm overwhelmed already.
I'm amazed.
It is. Just incredible.
Holy
thank
cow.
You.
We are going to get there. We are going to get there by the end of the night. Again, just keep spreading the word. Thank you so much for doing that. We have our first, let's get a call in here during the tech hour. Hopefully they want to talk tech. Hey, who's joining us?
This is Jeff.
Oh, hey, Jeff, what's up? Jeff! That's right. Jeff Chaney from the No Better Than Average podcast, and used to be on another little podcast years ago called the Beta Mouse podcast, where they talk a little tech and Disney.
Miss, that's for sure.
The world's still too far away.
I got to close you down, but let's go. I'm on this side. Okay.
Yeah, I heard my pre-read there for the station. Let's go there right now. So how's it going, Jeff?
It's going great.
Awesome. Hi, Jeff. We're glad to have you. Yay. Awesome.
So, Mike, I broke down and ordered an Apple Watch.
Oh, no.
See, and you said you wouldn't. When I was a guest on the No Better Than Average podcast about 2 months ago, and you said you were not going to do it.
I said I wouldn't, and I'm horrible. I'm a horrible person.
No, join the club, man. It's Disney and Apple. There's so many, if you put it on a Venn diagram, there's a lot of stuff in the middle there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like you're an adoptee. It's like, Disney, I gotta do this. Apple, same way. So have you received yours yet?
No, it's due the 22nd of June, so another week or so. But I'm eagerly awaiting.
You'll like it. But you got to, I think the thing is that I've learned, because I've had it since launch day. I got mine on launch day. Is that if you look at it as kind of like an accessory or more like a toy, like something you just want to get enjoyment out of, it's an awesome device. But I think some people just expected it to be like another iPhone, and it's not. I don't think it's meant to be that. I like the like right now it's beeping. It's giving me some updates. I like that. It's convenient enough to pull out the phone. So. That's how I see it. I think it's a fun little toy. But
yeah, I decided I lost my Fitbit, and we've been for the No Better Than Average podcast. We've been actually we're big enough that we are getting fitness trackers to test. So we requested different devices to test, and I just got them testing the Misfit Shine.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's a little round disc. And it has like a wristwatch thing you can use, or it has a thing you can attach to your shoes or, a pocket or whatever. It was pretty nice, but, I decided I need a fitness tracker because I need to get motivated, and it does help. It's silly that that's what it takes to help.
It does help.
And I decided, well, if I'm going to spend $100 on a Fitbit, what's $300 more to get an Apple Watch, really, right?
Well, I guess so.
That's what I said.
But it's a watch, and it's a notification device, and it's a fitness tracker. Come on. Help me out, Rick.
Does it do the dishes?
I want to be able to play this back on
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Well,
I love
it. I have an iPhone 6 Plus, so I already have that. You have to have the watch if you have the...
Well, yeah, you're 75% in. You got to go ahead and finish it off.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
I will tell you, here's the thing about the fitness tracker aspect of it. And again, I think it depends on your personality, but I'm very much a completionist and I'm very much competitive. Okay. So anybody that knows me knows that. Well, with the Apple Watch, they give you these little circles and so that's kind of how they track your day, throughout the day, how you're doing. You get three circles. One is movement, and that's based on calorie burn. There's another one that's based on exercise, which is only, it counts everything, but it really starts going when you run the workout app. And then there's a third one that, if you are active at least 1 minute during an hour, you get that circle. You get credit for that. So with mine, I have it on the highest setting. You can customize the settings, but I left it at active person, whatever, just default settings. And so I'm always trying to fill these three circles every day. And I've done that ever since I've gotten the watch because I'm psycho about that. I got to fill these three circles, but I'm OCD now. And it's weird because I think, like you said, with the Fitbits or any of these fitness trackers, that once you get into it, it does kind of keep you motivated to where you want to make sure that you hit your goal for that day. And I think setting your goal is important where you need to have it. But you mentioned that, Jeff. It is kind of neat to see how these things can get you up and moving, which is, I guess, good for everybody.
Yeah, the Misfit Shine has these. It has 12 dots on the round thing, and if you tap it, it'll show you what percentage of your goal you are. So, if you're halfway, then it's going to go dots to 6 o'clock. And then it also shows you the time. And what the week that I wore it to, to do my little review, I hit 100% every time, which for me was, I set it at 10,000 steps. And, It is. It's silly how, like, and since this week that I haven't been watching it, I've been doing like 6,000 sets. So it actually does make a difference.
I mean, it really, what it can do is it can change your behavior. As far as like what I've noticed is, I don't really care if I get a parking spot that's a little bit further out, because I just like, oh, I'll get extra 200 steps I don't have to do later on today, you know, because I want to finish it. Or my Fitbit did flights of stairs, so I wouldn't take the elevator. I'll go up the steps. So, I mean, just little things like that do add up over time. And we do have a question from Figment in our chat room asking about if the sports edition has changeable backgrounds. Yeah, actually, as far as I know, the guts of the edition, which is the super expensive one, the sport and just what's called the Apple Watch, which is the middle, the stainless steel, the guts are all the same. Really, all you're changing out is bands and like what the materials are in construction of the watch itself. But is that
correct.
Right? Is that right? I mean, because I got the cheap one and it does all that stuff.
Yeah, the sport watch is aluminum with a Gorilla Glass screen. And then when you go up to the Apple Watch, it's stainless steel and it has a sapphire crystal. And then the gold obviously is gold and has the sapphire crystal. So the insides and the functionality of the watch are exactly the same.
I did get for my anniversary on Tuesday, my wife is thoughtful, because I guess our 9-year anniversary, she always looks up there's traditional gifts and like modern gifts, I guess, like for every year. So I got it's pottery for 9 years, in case anybody's celebrating a 9th anniversary here shortly.
That would be me.
Okay, so there you go. So it's just a heads up, it's pottery. So she got me a coffee mug. It's a Disney coffee mug. So there's my pottery. So very cool. But she also got me, because she knows that I, you know, like my Apple stuff, she got me a, because the bands, like your, you know, the strap on the watch itself are very easy to change. I got a lizard green that matches our running squad shirts band. So it's
awesome.
Pretty neat. I got it on right now.
I noticed that there's a huge price difference on straps, and that is actually absolutely the case. Some of the straps are extremely spendy.
There are
third-party straps coming soon. So I will say that the most expensive band is the stainless steel link bracelet, and I think it's like $500 just for the strap.
Hmm. And oh, my gosh.
Insert astounded expression right there. But do you know that strap, so it's milled out of aluminum, you know, bricks, and it takes 9 hours for a robot to mill each
one of those
straps.
Yeah, that's what Apple claims. 9 hours to make one band.
And so, yes, $500 is a lot of money, but so 9 hours on a CNC machine, I'm telling you. I mean,
and of course, that's the one I loved.
You're like my wife. She always picks out the most expensive thing.
It's my special power. If I were a superhero, that would be my special power, choosing the most expensive something. So
I really like the Milanese strap. It's $150, though, so I think I'm not going to get that, too. But I'm going to pick up a third party something, I'm sure, eventually, because I ended up getting the silver colored with the blue strap. I really wanted the black strap, but I didn't want the black watch. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. I just went with space gray and black,
right?
Yeah.
You could use your Apple Watch to pay for things.
It is. It's like it is. I was telling somebody the other day, it's like a magic band in the real world, because I use my Apple Pay and I don't even pull out my phone anymore. I just hit the button twice. And like, I stun all the people, because like our cheap little, because we have the mid-level store here, the grocery store in St. Louis called Schnucks, where everybody goes. But there's a Shop and Save, which is cheaper. Shop and Save now takes the cheap store, takes Apple Pay. The other one doesn't. So I go to that one and people are like, wait, are you like stealing your groceries? No, I just paid for it. So here's a check mark.
Now, don't you wish that Apple would let you, or that Disney would let you use your Apple Watch for your Magic Band?
Yes.
It's got to be coming.
I can guarantee you that.
I really hope so. It's so funny, because when I was at the Apple store this past week, they were chatting with me about the watch and Apple Pay and using it, and just like talking about sort of a tap to pay system. And I'm like, excuse me, I am very familiar with a tap-to-pay system. And they knew about Disney and the Magic Bands because, you know, when I had to give my address, they're like, well, what is the Magic for Less? And then we were kind of chatting about that. But anyway, so it evolved into that conversation. So I can't wait. I want it to happen. I just hope that Disney is able to integrate that with that. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Little did you know you can tap to pay your vacation with themagicforless.com. No.
We have people, we have a team of people working on tap to pay so they can pay for their vacation.
Just tap your monitor right now. You're set up. You want to go on a cruise? Bam, right there.
Exactly.
Really dangerous.
Awesome. Well, so let me ask you a question because, and I don't know if Dr. Kai, he's driving. He's our big fan of technology and Disney, and he was a huge Betamouse fan. So Betamouse has been gone for a few years, but, or I guess a couple, maybe 3 years. I don't know how long, Jeff, but
3 years, yeah.
Too long. 3 years. That is too long.
So what was it like doing that show? Because, you know, I've asked Nate about this and he's going to come on later tonight again, but, you know, looking back, waxing nostalgic on that podcast, was it the right time for a show like that with Disney and technology coming together?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think it was a very good time, and I think there's probably still a market out there for a show like that. Unfortunately, it's just not going to be us and Betamouse. I mean, it was great doing the show. I loved doing the show. It just became very, very difficult towards the end. Just when you have five people on a show,
right.
I'm sure you guys understand this. It gets really difficult when people start getting lives and stuff.
Yeah. See, I don't have a life, so it's all good.
Yeah, we almost had a fight about the date of this show. So.
Yeah, we almost did.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone almost got punched.
It was Mike. Heads up. Mike almost got punched. Just saying.
True. Yep. I feel like he earned that, but that's okay.
Yes, you're a smart man, Jeff.
I always agree with the woman.
That's right.
All should be heed. But, yeah, it just became really difficult towards the end. And then, you know, with Henry kind of, you know, getting a job with Disney and that becoming a little bit difficult. And then, you know, it was probably time for it to be done just from that standpoint. But I do miss it. One of the reasons that I'm doing the new podcast is I do miss telling people what I think. So I don't know that anyone missed hearing what I think, but I miss telling them. So
nothing better. You have a captive audience, if nothing else, right?
That's right.
Got to be able to vent. It's more fun to vent into a microphone than, you know, just microphones are fun.
I agree.
So tell us about the No Better Than Average podcast for folks that haven't checked it out. I know Erin's in the chat room. She's a huge fan of the show, as am I. I just listened. And we'll talk about your one song here theory, which I also know Andy Anako is a big fan of that as well. But we'll talk about that in a second. But tell us about your podcast so folks can check that out.
Okay, so myself and a real life buddy named Jacob decided that we wanted to do this podcast, and we named it the No Better Than Average podcast because in the end we wanted to at least live up to what we were promising, and if we did better, great. But so it's just basically, you know, it's a tech podcast, but it has stuff other than tech. I mean, we've spent quite a few episodes talking about Disney stuff too, because that's part of things that I really enjoy. So obviously I talked about that. We've had several guests on, including you, Mike. We had Lou Mangello on, coming soon to a BR or to a No Better Than Average podcast will be Nate, former
Betamax. Nice.
So that'll be coming soon. But we talk about tech. We talk about anything from phones and iOS and Macs and computers to, dark matter and using hydrogel to do gene therapy. I mean, we just whatever we see and like, we talk about it. So it does tend to be more tech than anything else because, well, we're both IT guys and we both love tech and we both buy a lot of shiny Apple things.
It is fun, though, because it's like a wide variety of topics. I mean, it's not as, you know, with all the Disney podcasts. And, I mean, I think people like that because they're huge Disney fans. But yours is more of like a broad spectrum. When I download it, when I go on a run, I don't know exactly where the show's going to go because it could be, like you say, something that I have no idea, you know, with like the atomic accelerator over in your, you know, I just don't know stuff about that. But I can, you know, it's fun to learn about that stuff, too.
Well, like we talked about a novel early on in our episodes called The Martian, which now is being made into a movie by Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Matt Damon. It was a novel. Great. Listen, if that trailer does anything for you, do yourself a favor and go out and find The Martian by Andrew Weir. It's W-E-I-R. And it's actually a pretty short novel. It's only maybe a couple hundred pages, but it is so good. And I'm hoping the movie will be good, but we just talk a wide variety. Like this week we're talking about WWDC announcements. We're going to talk about the playlist thing again. We're going to talk about a novel by Ernest Klein. We're talking about the Misfit Shine that I talked about earlier. We try to listen to or talk about a whole bunch of different kind of stuff. Mostly around tech, but other things, novels, books, movies, all kinds of stuff. It's been a lot of fun. We're up to 33 episodes. So we do it weekly. It releases Tuesdays. Wherever you like to gather your podcasting pleasure.
I'm glad you got over your allergies too from last week.
It was horrible, man.
I know how it is.
It was bad.
Ricky had the same thing going on the day at Animal Kingdom when I talked to her live from the 24-hour weekend.
Yes. Terrible. Terrible.
So let's talk about this real quick. And you on your last show, one of the things you talked about was you have this theory of kind of building a playlist with, a variety of people from all over the world that listen to your podcast that just, come in contact with. What's that one song? If you had to share one song for whatever reason, what would it be? And I've thought about this for a long time, because when I used to teach sixth grade back in the general classroom, 12, right when I started teaching, I would play one CD over and over. And I always had one CD. If I was on a desert island, I could only listen to one CD for the rest of my life. It was the Illuminations/Tapestry of Dreams or Nations soundtrack. I think that is the most beautiful piece of music as a whole. But when you take it as one track or one song, that's an interesting concept to see like where everybody would go with that. So kind of explain, you guys put that out there in your last show. So where do you think you want to head with that?
So I totally stole it from, you mentioned Andy Notko. I totally stole it from him. I heard it on his podcast and I thought this is just a genius idea. So generally where I'm going with that is if you have a wide variety of listeners, and I hope we do, I'm sure you guys do as well. And you ask them, what's one song that, like, if you want the world to know, Mike Roman, this is your one song.
What so is, hard.
Maybe
hard.
It is hard. It's not easy. But what it does is it gives you just a really eclectic, interesting mix of music. So already we've gotten Roll the Bones by Rush and Poets by Tragically Hip, Elementary by Marion Call, Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson. I mean, we've got like this really wide variety.
Really, Smooth Criminal. I don't want to judge anybody, and I love Captain EO myself, but man, I don't know if that's my one song. That's cool though. I love it though.
Again, I didn't even want to really define like what do you mean by one song. Like Jacob really wanted to get into what do you mean by one song?
Yeah.
Is it your desert island song? Is it your favorite song? I didn't even want to do that. It's what does that mean to you? What is one song? And if this goes well, my hope is to say, okay, what's your one romantic song that you like? What's your one, I'm running and I need to be motivated song? I mean, we can get more detailed, but I really wanted this one to be just, when I ask you, what's your one song, what does that even mean to you? I don't know. I mean, I had a really hard time picking the one that I wanted. And, I think it's interesting. And we certainly are getting a wide variety of music, so.
So are we hearing it, Mike? What's yours?
I was thinking about this the other day because I was listening to their show when I was running, and also heard it on Andy's podcast as well, because it kind of came. And if I had to pick one song, because you can't really say it would be either or, but my one song would be "What a Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong.
Oh, that's a
great song. Okay, hold on. Let me type in my show notes.
That's a good one. That is a good one, Mike.
All right, Ricky.
Yeah, so go ahead.
No, you don't want to know mine. Please don't ask. No. You really don't. it shows my age very, very much.
It's got to be Backstreet Boys.
It's NSYNC, actually. It would be Bye 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 by NSYNC. It's really funny because when I was on my way home from Waffle House, the radio station here has a 90s weekend, and they started playing Bye Bye Bye, and I seriously was jamming out to it in the car, like, totally hardcore.
I'm doing the like the marionette moves right now here in the
I still know the dance. I was doing them in the car, I swear to God. Like, I, yeah, no, that's...
also my age, every time I hear Grease Lightning, I do the move.
Yeah, yeah. So I know it's like probably like the worst song, but for a lot of people, but for me, like that, I listened to that album seriously nonstop when I was in high school and had to ride the bus. Like it was the CD that I was listening to nonstop. So yeah, that was it.
What about you, Pam? What's yours?
What? Did you ask me? Sorry. Yeah. So this is really challenging for me because I actually listen to a ton of different music. Really every single kind of music out there, from, you know, jazz to new to alternate, you know, alternative music now, to rock, to everything. So to be defined, I don't know, to even have one song, but I will tell you the song that seems to end up on every playlist, and it's a running joke between my family and some friends know as well. I make playlists based on moods.
Oh yeah.
So like, yep, that, and so I'll say, well, this is my this is so funny because this is on my phone right now. This is my R&B hip restaurant playlist. Like, if you went to a hip restaurant and they played R&B,
dude, that's very specific. That is very finely tuned.
Yeah. So this, no, seriously. So I do like Christmas bubbly, like, you know, the bubbly songs that you hear.
Oh,
no,
my yeah. God.
Okay. So anyways, but a song that ends up on so many playlists, and Steve will look at me and be like, this really doesn't fit this playlist. But anyways, is Chris Bode, who is a trumpet player, a jazz trumpet player. And and he did a live album from Boston. He recorded that. And there's a jazz standard called When I Fall in Love is on there. And I think that that is really a good, for me, my song, because I really feel like I have been fortunate enough to live this fantastic love story with my husband. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh, here we go.
Anyways,
oh, hey, that's so cool.
But this really is, you know, one of the huge defining things in my life is my love for him, and then, you know, falling in love and doing that. So anyways, not, I'm sorry.
Pam's
not to get
totally a bubbling mess right now.
Not to get too heavy, which is way too late. But anyways, I think I would say that Chris Bode's When I Fall in Love. So anyways.
All right, Debbie, what's yours?
Oh, is it cheating if I say a background loop?
No.
I guess
no.
Not. My favorite is the background loop at Club 33. Oh. I love that. I had spa day yesterday, and I was laying there in my bathtub with little Epsom salts and lavender, and I had that going, just playing along. I'm like, oh, this is heaven. And that's what it is. It's so peaceful.
I'm going to put an asterisk by that.
That's an album, know. Yeah, because that's an album.
Well, it's an album, but it's a loop, my.
Well, she's cheating. That's fine. Let her
cheat. I am not. I asked if it was cheating.
Well, the reason I'm putting an asterisk is my idea is I'm going to end up creating this playlist to share on Spotify, mm-hmm, and awesome, Apple Music, and I don't think I'm going to find that.
No.
On any of those to share. But I'll include it, but with an asterisk, because I won't be able to put it on the playlist.
And then when people come, you know, it'll be all these wonderful songs, you know, that everybody is, and then it'll be in sync.
That's
and
what I'm saying. Like, what, you totally, they'll be like, wait, what happened to this beautiful
this
playlist?
This really awesome playlist of songs. If I had to pick a second song, though.
No, you can't totally pick a second song. Nope.
No.
Yes,
you
can't cheat anymore. Yeah, all right.
All right. All right.
So I'll tell you this, Ricky. I have Bangarang by Skrillex. I feel like it's on the list. So
right,
I feel like Bye 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 by NSYNC, totally okay. I mean,
right,
if you have
Alex right
on your list,
right,
NSYNC's okay.
All right, so, we're good.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Hey, Justin Timberlake is pretty, you know, a pretty awesome artist, and he was pretty much the lead singer of that band. So I think it's a fair thing.
Whatever so, you say.
Whatever,
so,
whatever.
Anyone that's listening to this live show wants to add a song, you know, come over and listen to our podcast and send me a tweet or send us email at feedback@nobettershow.com, and we'll throw it on there. The whole idea is what's your one song, and what one means to you could be different than what one means to someone else. Apparently, one to Ricky means two. But
right, exactly. One to me means something about reliving high school. Is
that's how it always is with her.
Yeah.
All right, we have a question in the chat room about the app that lets you know if it's about to rain. That's called Dark Sky. You can get that also, but the Weather Channel has jumped on the official Weather Channel app where if you make a free sign-in, it will alert you when it's getting ready to rain. Now, the accuracy, it was very accurate until, like, the summer hit here in the Midwest. And it does give you, it tends to be more, like, it'll give you an alert saying it's getting ready to rain, and sometimes it won't necessarily rain in your location. So I think it's a little sensitive, but it's better that way because I drive a Jeep without a top. So I love having that. Like, if I'm in my classroom and my top's down, you know, hey, all of a sudden on my watch, it'll say, or my phone, it's going to rain in 26 minutes, you know, for the next hour. So it's kind of nice to have. It's called Dark Sky. And it's a good one to have for Walt Disney World because, you know, you never know.
Is it a regular app too? Like, not just for the Apple Watch?
I'm not sure. It's a regular app, yeah, for iOS. Oh, okay, cool. I don't know if it's for, I'm sure it is for Android too. It's like $2.99, but like I say, the Weather Channel just came out in the last month and it does that for free.
Oh.
And Wunderground is another weather app that does the same thing. Wunderground, it's WNDERGROUND, and it's free as well, but it does the same thing.
Awesome.
Cool. Awesome. Good to know.
To throw out there that I use on my last Disney trip and that some people may or may not know of. If you have a camera that takes an SD card that you use, maybe it's a DSLR, maybe it's just a point and shoot, but you have a camera that has a, you know, SD card slot, take a look at getting a Wi-Fi card. The company that makes them that I think are the best is MiFi, M-I-F-I. They make one called the Mobi. And it allows you to, when you take a picture on that, whatever that camera is, if it's a nice DSLR, if it's point and shoot, whatever, it allows you to take that to your phone immediately over a Wi-Fi signal, and then you can tweet with that or share it.
I've wanted to learn more about this because I think it's fascinating. And I would really like to use my real camera and not my iPhone camera on stuff and tweet it. But I've never really figured, you know, I had heard about this technology, but I never like played with it before. So it's Mobi. Is that what you said?
It's the MiFi Mobi.
It
has an app that you put on your phone and you open it up. It uses Wi-Fi and connects to the card in the camera, and it allows you to say, I want these four pictures off of it. And then it'll bring it over to the camera roll on your phone.
Oh my gosh.
Adib has that too.
Does he? Is it like super expensive?
No, it wasn't that expensive. I think the thing he just found was it was just a little, the technology is sometimes a little challenging to get it all work right, but it did.
It is iFi, EYE-FI.
Okay. EYE-FI.
R5B13 mentioned it in the chat room.
Yep, chat room's on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, awesome. It is a little tricky to get set up the first time. Actually, the Mobi one's nice. The Mobi one's, it's iFi Mobi. It's fairly recent, and it has a QR code that you scan that kind of does the link up for you, so it makes it a little easier.
Awesome.
Yeah, highly recommend that, especially like, you know, I have the DSLR, but I want to be able to share those pictures with people, you know, when I'm in the park and stuff, and it's awesome. Very nice.
Oh my gosh, I've got to get it. Cause like it's been something that I've been thinking about because I like to take pictures, but you know, while the Apple camera of course keeps getting better and better, it's, you know, it's just, it's not great. You know, like it's not a real camera. It's a phone camera. So, I don't have a DSLR, but I have a nice camera that takes decent pictures, and I've been wanting to be able to use that for that purpose of sharing it, but I could never. You know, I was too lazy to, you know, take the stupid memory card out and then upload it to Facebook later after I got home. So it's nice to know that there's technology like this now that allows that to happen. So I've really got to do some more research on that because that's something that I would like to have before the cruise. So I got to do research on it fast if I want to get it in time.
Get going.
Yep. Sounds like I have a project to do today.
now, before we let Jeff go here, because we're going to kind of give out some prizes here shortly, I wanted to let him know, because somebody in the chat room is asking about, it is Book Duchess. Jody's asking about the app that Pam mentioned that works with finding empty and available washing machines, which we got more feedback on that than anything else.
We did.
Seriously.
I know,
isn't that funny?
Crazy. So tell them about that. Tell everybody about that.
I am looking for the link. It was actually a link to a site And I'm having trouble finding it right now because my bookmarks are a mess.
But what it is, Jeff, it's like a website that tells you, like, if you're at Walt Disney World, you can look at the Grand Floridian and see that, like, you know, washing machine 17 and 19 are good to go, but the other ones are being used.
Crazy. Yes, that's absolutely it. And it's such a cool thing. And it does work for a few other places too. And dang, if I cannot find that link, we'll find it and I'll put it up in a little bit. But yeah, it really was a cool thing because there, you know, the Disney washing machines do get kind of busy. And there's nothing like hauling your laundry down there only to find, that, you know, they're all full and you're going to have to wait however long the cycle is, an hour or so. So anyways, I'm going to look for that and then we'll post the link in a bit.
Yeah. Ricky just throws everybody's stuff out on the floor, but.
Thanks for letting
me come on and talk. You guys can let me go so you guys can do your stuff, but I appreciate you letting me come on.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much, and good luck with the, again, No Better Than Average podcast. How can people check it out?
If you go to www.nobettershow.com, we're also on Facebook at No Better Show, and our Twitter account's at No Better Show, so check it out. We would really appreciate it.
Thanks for your time, Jeff. I hope to see you down Walt Disney World or around town sometime soon. So good luck and keep up the great work with the show. Love, listen.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Bye, Jeff.
All right.
Bye, Jeff. See you later. Thank you.
All righty. Jeff Chaney from the No Better Than Average podcast. A lot of fun. Because I try to, you know, I used to be just like only listen to Disney podcasts. And I still listen to mostly Disney podcasts. Yeah. Oh, there it is. It's laundryview.com.
Thank you.
Laundryview.com. The link is in Laundry the chat view? Room. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Thank goodness we have people who are able to figure stuff out better than
I feel so like Leo Laporte because he has the Tech Guy podcast and he has a huge chat room. And whenever he has a question, like the chat room always comes through like immediately. So that's how we are today. So, what was I saying?
I don't know. You're going to say something.
And Julie had it too, laundryview.com. So it's in there twice. So check that out, laundryview.com. Get your no reason to have dirty clothes on your next Disney vacation. That should be
their slogan.
Never. So let's remember, we are here till 10 o'clock Eastern tonight, raising money for Give Kids the World. And we are well on our way to our goal of $12,000 by 10 o'clock. And lots of fun to be had. We've already had great guests like Deb Wills from AllEars.net, Jeff Chaney from the No Better Than Average podcast, and a slew of great guests coming on again all day and all night. We have another call, so let's take this call. Who's joining us?
It's Florence, and I'm driving home for my first half marathon.
Hey, oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you for the shout-out. I was at mile 6.5, and I heard you guys, and I'm like, I'll have to finish now.
Oh, you were listening to the show during the half marathon?
I absolutely was.
Oh, that is so absolutely cool.
You got me through it. I started with Magical Mouse Radio and ended with listening to you guys all talking.
Oh, awesome. I had no idea that you would be listening.
You run slower. Did that pick up the pace?
No, you know what? I ended at a 14:32 pace. I finished in under 3 hours and 15 minutes, which means I actually have something to put down on under me.
Awesome.
That's a great pace. I mean, now we were talking. You heard me, obviously, if you're listening. But I mean, you were in Colorado running, right? Is that not harder?
And our hills are mountains to you guys.
Yeah, that's true. The Ozark Mountains are just
uphill. When you shout out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep my 10 seconds of running every minute.
Well, we are so proud of you.
I would never have done something like this without the lizards. I'm exhausted. My legs hurt. I had to lay on the ground for half an hour before I could walk afterwards. But I cannot express how much you guys have changed my life. Really.
You know what, Florence, though? It goes every way. I mean, it's so neat that social media lets us do things like this because my life has changed just like yours so much in the last couple of years. And my journey all started again on podcast cruise number 2. With Phil Scheingold, we were doing the 5K because I was like, okay, fine. It's a podcast cruise. I feel like I'm obligated to get out here and suffer with everybody, these crazy runner people. You know, so I was out there and he's like, come on, Mike, I got this little app on my phone called Runkeeper. You only have to run for 1 minute. That's it. And that's where my journey started because Phil reached out to me and said, You can do this, Mike. It's not as hard as you think. It's not the mountain. Just take the couple steps. And because of that, you know, I've been able to stick with it. And just like you, you know, it's amazing. But also the accountability of friends everywhere around the world. It's so Masayo is doing great. I know that I'm so proud of her. She's kind of getting going and she has made tremendous strides. Everybody has. But thanks to Mike Bankhead for getting this whole group together. It's amazing.
Oh, it's awesome. And Phil is one of my personal cheerleaders, too. I ran with him, and I'd be, like, doing my 10-second and go, come on, we're downhill. We can go 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, I don't have 30 seconds. It's downhill. Come on, take advantage of it. We can do it. And thanks, Phil, if you're listening.
Yeah.
No doubt. Awesome. And he's helping us do the Castaway Key Double Dip 5Ks. So we're going to have fun with that here in a few weeks.
I'll make sure I mention that a little bit more about that in a little bit. But, yeah, it's an awesome thing that we're doing. So, yeah.
And it was only January when 10K was my goal. And after seeing all you guys and all the fun of cheering everybody on, I'm like, I can do a half. I can do a half. And here I am. Five months later, I just did it.
You know what, Florence?
So proud of you, Florence. Yes.
I'm awesome. I'm giving you a virtual sweaty hug right now through the through Skype.
And for anyone else, I'll go ahead and admit it. I didn't start doing this till after I was 50 years old. So anybody can do it.
That's true.
Anybody can do it.
And you don't have to do, you don't even have to do a half marathon, do a 5K, just do a mile. You know what? You feel so much better when you're done, and it's something to be said for that. But like you said, you've really stretched it, and man, that is just a great time for a half marathon. That is, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. And I'm going to go in the house, and I'm going to go lay in a cold tub, which, you know, in Colorado, I don't need ice in it. I'm just going to turn the cold water on, and then I'm going to take a nap.
Well deserved. Well, Florence, hey, give us a holler this evening when you recover a little bit. But congratulations. So proud to call you a teammate and glad to have you on the Lizards.
And thanks for that shout out. I was uphill and I really needed it. So thanks, guys.
Absolutely. And, anytime. Hey,
I'm going to go inside and sometime this afternoon, I'm gonna put $131, which is $10 for every mile I just ran for you 50-year-olds.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So anybody else doing a race today, I challenge you to do the same thing.
Awesome. There you go.
Sounds like a plan. All right, well, Florence, thanks so much. Bye, congratulations. Bye. Wear that bling all day.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. I love all of you.
Love you too, Florence. See you soon. All righty. All right. Thanks. Bye. I should have asked her what was harder, the half marathon or putting together the fish extender stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Way harder to do fish extender.
Maybe she'll call later after her nap.
We'll ask her after she takes a nap. All right. We have another call, but I'm going to duck out for 1 minute because I got my watch went off. I got to get my 1 minute.
Oh, my goodness.
So who's
so sad.
Hey,
Mike.
Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, who do we have?
Hello? Hey, this is Dr. Kai. How are y'all?
Hey, Dr. Kai!
Oh, you know what? I'm hanging out. It's Dr. Kai. I got to talk to Kai.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Just had a minute to call in, actually. On this flag day, I'm standing on board the USS Alabama in Mobile, Alabama right now.
Oh, Roll Tide. Gosh. Nice.
Wow. Yeah, actually, we were at the beach this weekend and heading home and just swung by here to do a little sightseeing on the way home.
Fantastic.
Oh, that is awesome.
So I just had to call in a tech hour. I haven't been able to listen so far because we've been touring this ship. So what's going on?
Well, the whole show is going to end up being tech hour, you know, because I got to sprinkle it in all day and all night because I love talking about it. But we had Jeff Cheney on, you know, of course, from No Better Than Average podcast. So he talked a little tech with us.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite piece of tech right now?
Well, as Mike knows right now, it's Apple Watch.
Got that right.
Oh, he's got the Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah. We both got him. Well, you were at Walt Disney World, Dr. Kai, when it came out on launch day. But you and I were both up the night. We had to pre-order. Like, we were just like, you know, how are we going to do this? You got yours in your cart, you know. And you always give me the best information. You make sure that I keep up to date on technology, which I so appreciate. I love getting those articles in my inbox.
I know. They're awesome.
Oh, you're welcome, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
Hang on. I got to stand up.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He is so addicted to his Apple Watch and this whole thing that he's got to stand up and do walking around for a little bit and then
he knows
back.
At 10 to the hour, it always gets you.
Oh, my gosh. You're not like that, are you? I mean,
are
you don't
know.
No.
Okay, that's
I'm
good.
Not as intense on the whole movement tracking thing, but it's
all right.
It's so handy. I was down there in April at the World, and basically I was using the Apple Pay because we were actually staying off property, so I couldn't use my Magic Band to pay for things. but I was using the Apple Pay with the phone, and it was even easier than the Apple Magic bands, because you didn't have to punch a code in or anything like that. Hmm. Basically, you just put your phone up there with your thumb on the button, and instantly it made the payment, and you're done.
Awesome.
The only thing is, you know, some of the over in the World Showcase, some of the countries are not actually run by Disney as far as the retail locations. So like Mitsukoshi, China, they weren't set up to use Apple Pay because they weren't Disney run. So that's the only thing I ran into, though, was those couple locations there. But other than that, it's fantastic. An Apple Watch would be even easier.
That's good to know, though. So, I mean, because you'd think, that all those places would accept it. But, yeah, it's good to know that there are a few places. Actually, since it is Tech Hour, there's one thing that I will mention that I saw yesterday. And there's a new, for the Magic Band, I saw that they've just come out with a watch face. Like,
I
it's
did
a digital
see that,
watch.
Yeah, you can turn your Magic Band into a watch.
You can turn your Magic Band into a watch, finally. Which is pretty nice for people who, have been looking at it going, oh, hey, look, what time is it? Oh, it's an app, a Magic Band.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. I'm sure those are pretty popular, yeah.
Yeah, I think they were like, I saw they were like $17 or something like that, 17 and some change. So,
that's not bad, since it's not permanently attached, so.
Yeah, so if you are, I think I saw that it had a black face right now. I'm sure that, Disney will come out with other colors and stuff. But,
I'm
sure it's just a test. But it's nice to know, because that was one of the things people were asking for, was to have a watch face. So now Disney's granting it. It's a digital watch, so just keep that in mind. But at least it's something. So that's good. And I think it tells you the date or it tells you something else, too. It doesn't just tell you the time. But I thought that was a great idea that Disney listened. And, of course, any way to, make extra money off Magic Bands, they're going to come up with it. So.
Oh, well, of course.
No way.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it cost them $2 billion. They need anything that they can.
Yeah, trying to recoup it anyway.
Exactly.
They just really need to add the My Disney Experience module onto the Apple Watch so that we can use that for all the Magic Band uses. I'm sure that's down the road somewhere, but
it's got to be coming because, if you think about the sustainability and the green, the green movement that Disney has, this Magic Band stuff's out of control. I joke about it because I decorate the studio with them. I have 12 more coming because we're doing a split stay, one, place before the cruise, one place after. And then I had to add one night at a different resort. So immediately I added that to my, thing. It's like, oh, you got to customize your Magic Bands. I'm like, I already have two coming. I don't have to. But the thing is, Apple is kind of in with Disney. Let's use this device to just make it a Magic Band,
Right.
Exactly.
It's probably such a small audience right now. It's not worth their time. But maybe over, in the next couple of years.
Maybe. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. So let me ask you one thing before we cut you loose, Dr. Kai. One thing. So back in the day with Betamouse, I know you and I were huge Betamouse fans and couldn't get enough.
Oh, yeah.
One of my big apps that I miss nowadays is Gowalla. I love that. Checking
me too.
Virtual stickers. I know. It was crazy, but I enjoyed
collecting
it.
Collecting all the badges.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were so pretty.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a fun little scavenger type hunt with a digital payoff at the end of it. But, what's something looking back at their show, like a memory that you have from their podcast that you really enjoyed?
Probably Henry and some of his, euphemisms and ideas and stuff like that. His little orb that he wanted following him around and filming him everywhere and his,
technology, the way it's going, we could actually get that. So,
Yeah, exactly.
He may have predicted something before, and it may actually come true. So we have drones nowadays. We have drones nowadays, stick a camera on there. You're getting closer to the flying orb. So
that's very true.
Oh my gosh.
Very true. Yeah. That was an amazing show. And, I definitely need to have, Betamouse 2.0 come back. I love somebody.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to try to do maybe once a month or so, hit the technology because it is, it's an interesting field because, of course, I'm a technology nut. I listen to Leo Laporte like you do, try to stay up with what's going on. But I think that, when Betamouse started, it was the right time for the right show, but I think it's accelerated nowadays. You have to be somewhat technologically savvy to make sure you get the most out of your Disney vacation. You can still have a good time without using any tech. but I think it puts you like a leg ahead of everybody else if you know how to use tech in a wise way.
Yeah, kind of like the icing on the cake, you know, with the bit you can get out of by using the technology.
Agreed. Well, hey, it's been great talking to you, buddy. I know that you're in the middle of your vacation. I don't want to hold you up there, but so good talking to you. And you have a safe trip home back to Arkansas. And it's always a pleasure talking to you. You're one of my great friends. So thank you so much, Dr. Kai.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Okay, take care and stay safe.
Bye, Dr. Kai.
Bye-bye.
All right.
He's so nice.
He is a great
friend. He always sends me the best links to the best.
I know.
And it's like he almost knows like what I need that day. It's like scary. I'm like, how did he know like I was even thinking that? Like he knows what I'm thinking. It's weird because like I'm like, I wonder if this Apple Watch will. Oh my gosh, there's an article right here about what I was just thinking. So you guys get those too? I didn't know you guys got those too.
Yeah, it was just me. Yeah, he sends me articles all the time.
Yep.
Yeah, see, I thought it was just me.
It's not just you. You're not just the only one special.
That's how it always is in my life.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.